Espíritu Santo.
Come on, the presence of God is here. Take just a moment.
La presencia de Dios está aquí. Tome un momento.
Let ministry flow out of you.
Deja que el ministre, que
ministre. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
We love you, Jesus.
Te amamos, Jesús.
We magnify your name, oh God.
Magnificamos tu nombre, oh Dios.
We exalt your name, Jesus.
Exaltamos tu nombre, Jesús.
Praise God. What a wonderful presence of God is here tonight.
Qué presencia maravillosa está aquí.
What a privilege it is to be among the people of God.
Qué privilegio es estar en el pueblo de Dios.
To be the called according to His purpose.
Y ser llamado conforme a su propósito.
It's a great day to be living for God.
Es un gran día servir a Dios.
I said it is a great day to be living for God.
Oh, yo dije es un gran día servir a Dios.
It's a day of prophecy fulfilled.
Es un día de la profecía cumplida.
Praise God, it's a day of the miraculous.
Es un día para lo milagroso.
There are so many wonderful things happening.
Hay muchas cosas sucediendo.
Miracles, signs and wonders.
Milagros, prodigios y maravillas.
People being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Las personas siendo llenas con el Espíritu.
We're thankful for the five on Sunday that were baptized in Jesus' name and spoken tongues for the first time.
Agradecido por los cinco que recibieron el Espíritu y hablaron en lenguas.
I think the number is 135.
Creo que el número son 135.
That have received the Holy Ghost
que han
this year.
El Espíritu Santo este año.
Are you glad to be a part of a revival church?
¿Son alegres de ser parte de este avivamiento?
I'm telling you, it is an incredible day to be living for God.
Te digo, es un día increíble estar sirviendo a Dios.
Everywhere that we turn,
donde quiera que miramos,
miracles are happening.
Milagros están sucediendo.
I'm telling you, there are reports from all over the country and overseas.
Te digo, hay reportes en todo el país y del
where
otro
God
lado,
is doing the miraculous.
Donde Dios está haciendo lo milagroso.
He is breaking chains of addiction.
Está rompiendo cadenas de adicción.
He is opening blind eyes.
Está abriendo, ojos ciegos.
It's a day for the miraculous.
Es un día para lo milagroso.
It's a day for the supernatural.
Es un día para lo sobrenatural.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And I am thankful to be a part of God's kingdom.
Y estoy agradecido ser parte de este reino.
We are continuing to pray for Brother Porfirio.
Continuamos con la oración con el hermano Porfirio.
And Sister Elsa.
Y la hermana Elsa.
As they navigate the difficult loss of family members.
Mientras navegan la dificultad que es perder a seres queridos.
And we are, our hearts are with them.
Nuestros corazones están con ellos.
And their families.
Y sus familias.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And it is as we navigate difficult times like this.
Y es como cuando navegamos estos tiempos difíciles.
It is so wonderful.
Es tan maravilloso.
To do so against the backdrop of all of the prophecies and the promises that God has given to us through His Word.
Hacerlo haciendo eso pensando en toda la profecía y las promesas que Dios ha dado en la palabra.
That even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death,
aun cuando pasamos por la sombra del valle de la muerte,
we know that death doesn't have the final say.
Sabemos que la muerte no tiene la última palabra.
Because he didn't just go down into the grave,
porque él no solo bajó a la tumba,
but he came up again.
Pero él se levantó de nuevo.
Praise God, and we have the promise of resurrection
by
the Holy Ghost.
La promesa de resurrección por el Espíritu Santo.
And if you have the Holy Ghost here tonight.
Y si tienes el Espíritu Santo esta noche.
I don't care how dark the valley is.
No me importa qué tan oscuro el valle.
I don't care how difficult the season is.
No me importa qué tan difícil la temporada.
I don't care how difficult the night is.
No me importa qué tan difícil la noche.
The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night.
La Biblia dice que la tristeza tal vez por una noche.
But joy is coming in the morning.
Pero el gozo viene en la mañana.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
There's going to be a morning time.
Va a haber una mañana.
There's going to be a great getting up moment.
Va a ser un gran momento.
Praise God, and I'm thankful for that tonight.
Y estoy agradecido por eso esta noche.
Praise God. Love being a part of the church and the people of God.
Estoy enamorado siendo parte del reino de Dios.
And it just keeps getting better and better.
Y nomás se mejora más y más.
Praise God. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 7 tonight.
Vamos a estar en Génesis capítulo 7.
Going to the Word of God.
Vamos a la palabra de Dios.
So thankful for the Word of God.
Tan agradecido por la palabra de Dios.
Forever settled in the heavens.
Está establecido para siempre.
Heaven and earth is going to pass away.
Los cielos y la tierra pasarán.
But the Word of God is going to stand forever.
Pero su palabra permanecerá para siempre.
You can build your life on it.
Puedes construir tu vida sobre ella.
You can build your family on it.
Puedes edificar tu familia sobre ella.
You can fasten your hopes and your dreams to it.
Puedes atar tus esperanzas y sueños a ello.
And no matter what happens in this life,
y no importa lo que suceda en esta vida,
we have eternal promises from God.
Tenemos promesas eternas de Dios.
Genesis chapter 7, beginning in verse 1.
Génesis 7 y 1.
A little bit of a lengthy reading. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female. And of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all the Lord commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark, they and every beast after his kind and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind and of every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the water, and the waters prevailed exceedingly. The waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which is upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on this thought.
Quiero predicar por unos momentos.
The water wins in the end.
La agua gana en el final.
The water wins in the end.
La agua gana en el final.
If you're thankful for the word of God, why don't you put your Bible down and lift up a shout of praise. God, we love you. We worship you, God. We thank you for your word. I pray that it would minister in this house, God. Let your anointing go forth, God. We praise you for it. We worship you. Everybody say in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God. So from the story that we read tonight,
de la historia que leímos esta noche,
the only thing that did not die,
lo único que no murió,
is what was in the water.
Es lo que estaba en el agua.
And what was on the water.
Y lo que estaba sobre el agua.
Everything else died.
Todo lo demás murió.
All flesh died.
Toda carne murió.
But everything that could navigate the flow,
pero todo lo que podía navegar el flujo,
did not die.
No murió.
Everything that could navigate the water,
todo lo que podía navegar el agua,
survived the storm.
Sobrevivió la tormenta.
It's interesting, the creeping things, they all died.
Es interesante las cosas que se arrastran los animales.
The birds died.
Los pájaros se murieron.
The cattle died.
Las vacas.
But what was in the water,
pero lo que estaba en el agua,
lived.
Vivió.
The fish lived.
Los peces vivieron.
Everything that was in the water survived.
Todo en el agua sobrevivió.
So we're going to talk a little bit tonight.
So vamos a hablar un poquito esta noche
about how to navigate the flow.
De cómo navegar ese flujo.
We're going to talk about the water and the dynamic of the water.
Vamos a hablar del agua y la dinámica del agua.
We talked Sunday night about Cain and his descendants.
Hablamos el domingo de Caín y su descendencia.
We talked out of Genesis 6 about the sons of God and the daughters of men.
Hablamos de Génesis 6 de los hijos de la mujer y los hijos de Dios.
And how there was a seed that came from Cain.
Y como una semilla que vino de Caín.
That was marked by God.
Que estaba marcada por Dios.
But did not have blood applied.
Pero no tenía sangre aplicada.
Did not have that garment of animal skins covering them.
No tenía la vestidura de piel de animal cubriendo.
They survived the calamity in their life.
Sobrevivieron la calamidad sobre su vida.
But they weren't covered by the blood.
Pero no estaban cubiertos con la sangre.
As a matter of fact, it says in Genesis chapter 6 that Cain departed out of the presence of God.
Y por hecho en Génesis 6 dice Caín se apartó de la presencia de Dios.
But there's never any evidence in the story.
Pero nunca hay evidencia en la historia.
That he ever came back into the presence of God.
Que regresó para atrás a la presencia de Dios.
That's a curse.
Esa es una maldición.
To be absent from the presence of God.
De estar ausente de la presencia de Dios.
But to not have access back into the presence of God.
Pero no tener acceso a la presencia de Dios.
And so his descendants become vagabonds in the earth.
So sus descendientes se hacen vagabundos en la tierra.
And we talked about Lamech and the idea that he killed a man in time.
Y hablamos de Lamech, la idea que él mató un hombre en el tiempo.
And he called his wives together.
Y llamó a sus esposas juntos.
And he said, I have killed a man.
Y dijo, maté a alguien.
He said, if Cain be avenged 7 times,
si Caín fue vengado 7 veces,
then I will be avenged 70 times.
Yo voy a ser vengado 70 veces.
It's very obvious from the story.
Es bien obvio de la historia.
That he had created his own set of standards.
Que él creó sus propias reglas.
That he was not having the judgment of God mediate his conflict.
Él no tenía el juicio de Dios mediando su conflicto.
So they wander the earth and they're vagabonds.
So estaban rodeando la tierra, eran vagabundos.
But they don't have a king. They don't have a shepherd.
Pero no tienen rey, no tienen pastor.
And so they do whatever is right in their own eyes.
So hacen lo que les parece bien en sus ojos.
And then we talked about the fact that there are descendants of Adam.
Y luego hablamos del hecho que hay descendientes de Adán.
Seth and Enoch.
Seth y Enoch.
And they begin to reproduce after their kind.
Y empiezan a reproducir después de su clase.
So there's a seed that is hungry for God.
So hay una semilla que tiene hambre de Dios.
Now it's important to understand something.
Es importante entender esto.
That whether you are in covenant with God,
que si estás en pacto con Dios,
or you are not in covenant with God,
o no estás en pacto con Dios,
it does not mean that you are perfect.
No significa que eres perfecto.
Far from it.
Lejano.
We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Todos hemos pecado y caído corto de la gloria de Dios.
And the wages of sin is death.
Y la paga del pecado es muerte.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Pero el don de Dios es vida eterna por Cristo Jesús.
So whether you're in covenant with God,
so si estás en pacto con Dios,
or you're not in covenant with God,
o no estás en pacto con Dios,
every day that you wake up,
todos los días que te levantas,
you miss the mark.
Pierdes la marca.
You fall short of the glory of God.
Caes corto de la gloria de Dios.
But the difference in being in covenant with God and out of covenant with God,
pero la diferencia estar en pacto o afuera
del
pacto,
is that when you are in covenant with God,
es cuando estás en pacto con Dios.
You have an advocate with the Father.
Tú tienes alguien que con el Padre.
When you are in covenant with God,
cuando estás en pacto con Dios,
you have somebody that you can run to.
Tienes alguien con quien puedes correr.
When you miss the mark,
cuando haces un error.
When you fall short of the glory of God,
cuando caes corto de la gloria de Dios.
When you have the blood of Jesus on your life,
cuando tienes la sangre de Jesús en tu
vida.
When
you've been baptized in Jesus' name,
cuando has sido bautizado en el nombre de
when
Jesús.
When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, Ghost,
cuando eres lleno con el Espíritu
your
Santo,
Bible tells you that if you confess your sins,
tu Biblia dice, si confesas tus pecados,
he is faithful,
él es fiel,
and he is just to forgive you of your sins.
Justo para perdonarte tus pecados.
I'm thankful today.
Estoy agradecido esta noche.
Not that I'm perfect.
No que soy perfecto.
Not that I don't make any mistakes.
No que no hago errores.
But I'm thankful
pero estoy
today
agradecido este día
that I have an advocate with the Father.
Que yo tengo algo especial
that
con el Padre.
All I have to do is lift up my hands.
Que todo lo que tengo que hacer es levantar mis manos.
And say, God, I need you today.
Y decir, Dios, te necesito este día.
I don't know how to be a father.
No sé cómo ser un padre.
I don't know how to be a husband.
No sé cómo ser esposo.
I don't know how to be a preacher.
No sé cómo ser predicador.
I don't know how to be a pastor.
No sé cómo ser pastor.
But I don't have to know.
Pero no tengo que saber.
Because I know somebody who does know.
Porque yo sé alguien que sí.
And he's my friend.
Y él es mi amigo.
And he's my comforter.
Y él es mi confortador.
And he's my savior.
Y él es mi salvador.
And all I've got to do is call on the name of Jesus.
Y todo lo que tengo que hacer es clamar a Jesús.
Is anybody thankful today?
¿Habrá alguien agradecido este día?
All you've got to do is call his name.
Que lo único que tienes que hacer es clamar
and
su nombre. Y él se aparece.
And he covers your sins.
Y él cubre tus pecados.
That's enough reason to praise him tonight.
Esta es suficiente razón para alabarlo.
Somebody praise him for the blood.
Alguien alábelo por la sangre.
Somebody praise him for the Holy Ghost.
Alguien alábelo por el Espíritu Santo.
Somebody praise him. Because when you were yet sinners,
porque aún siendo pecador,
in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
En el tiempo Cristo murió por los injustos.
Praise God. He's faithful, Brother Warren.
Él es fiel, hermano Warren.
He's a good God.
Él es un buen Dios.
And that's why we praise him.
Y por eso lo alabamos.
We don't praise him because we're perfect.
No lo alabamos por la porque somos perfectos.
I love the church.
Yo amo a la iglesia.
I love this institution of
yo,
the church.
Yo amo esta institución de la iglesia.
I love the fact that no matter how bad my day has been,
amo el hecho que no importa qué tan mal mi
my
día,
week has been,
mi semana,
the season has been,
la temporada cómo ha estado,
I can come boldly before the throne of God.
Yo puedo ir con confianza en la presencia de Dios.
To find help in time of need.
Para encontrar ayuda en mi tiempo de necesidad.
But the only explanation that I can come to.
Pero la única explicación que puedo llegar.
For what happens in Genesis chapter 6.
De lo que sucede en Génesis capítulo 6.
Because the Bible tells us that everything would reproduce after its kind.
Porque la Biblia dice que todo se va a reproducir después de su clase.
And that's why we're given male and female.
Y por eso se han dado macho y hembra.
For reproduction.
Para reproducir.
For replication.
Para replicar.
And so the sons of God came to the daughters of men.
Los hijos de Dios se encontraron a los con los hijos de la mujer.
Now the best explanation that I can give you tonight.
La mejor explicación que le puedo dar esta noche.
Is that these descendants of Cain.
Estos descendientes de Caín.
Had no restraint.
No tenían restricciones.
No restriction.
No tenían reglas.
They had no pastor.
No tenían pastor.
They had no leadership.
No tenían liderazgo.
You know, if you have a pastor in your life,
si tú tienes un pastor en tu vida,
if you have the gifts of the Spirit,
si tienes los dones del Espíritu,
if you have the fivefold ministry in your life,
si tienes los cinco ministerios en tu vida,
it's a wonderful backdrop from which to grow and become and actualize in the kingdom of God.
Es un fondo, un lugar hermoso para crecer en el reino de Dios.
Because the world that we came out of,
porque del mundo en cual salimos,
we didn't know how to think,
no sabíamos pensar,
we didn't know how to act,
no sabíamos actuar,
we didn't know how to dress,
no sabíamos vestir,
we didn't know how to live,
no sabíamos vivir.
But when we got the Holy Ghost and we were baptized in Jesus' name,
pero cuando recibimos el Espíritu y bautizados,
and the Spirit began to draw us into the church.
Y el Espíritu nos llamó a la iglesia.
God gave us the fivefold ministry.
Dios nos dio los cinco ministerios.
For the edification of the body.
Para edificar el cuerpo de Dios.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Para perfeccionar a los santos.
So that we could all come into the unity of the faith.
Para que todos vengamos en unidad de fe.
So that we could all come into the manifestation of the sons of God.
Para que seamos la manifestación de los hijos de Dios.
It doesn't matter what culture you come out of.
No importa la cultura en la cual saliste.
It doesn't matter what kind of dysfunction you come out of.
No importa la disfunción de la cual saliste.
You were not a people.
No eras un pueblo.
You didn't have a correct way of thinking or seeing the world.
No tenías forma correcta de pensar.
But God gave all of us access into his body.
Pero Dios nos a todos acceso al cuerpo de Dios.
And he gave us leadership so that we could know how to live.
Y nos dio liderazgo para poder cómo vivir.
I'm thankful for the church.
Estoy agradecido por la iglesia.
I'm thankful for good leadership.
Estoy agradecido por buen liderazgo.
I'm thankful for Sunday school teachers.
Estoy agradecido por las maestras.
Youth pastors.
Los pastores de los jóvenes.
Bible study teachers.
Los maestros de estudios bíblicos.
I'm thankful for the word of God.
Estoy agradecido por la palabra
I'm
de Dios.
I'm thankful for the gift of prophecy.
Estoy agradecido por el don del espíritu.
I'm thankful for apostleship.
Estoy agradecido por los apóstoles.
Praise God. So these, there was a union that happened.
So había una unión que sucedió.
And giants were produced.
Y gigantes fueron producidos.
And we talked about the fact that we all want to blame somebody else for our problems.
Y hablamos del hecho que todos queremos echarle la culpa a alguien más.
It's easy to blame angels.
Es fácil echarle la culpa a los ángeles.
It's easy to blame the devil.
Es fácil echarle la culpa al diablo.
But in reality,
pero en realidad,
the biggest giants in my life,
los gigantes más grandes en mi vida,
are not the giants that were produced by angels and men.
No son los gigantes producidos por ángeles y hombres.
They're giants that are produced by familial dysfunction.
Los son gigantes que son producidos por las cosas familiares.
By thoughts and imaginations.
Pensamientos e imaginaciones.
Things that we think.
Cosas que pensamos.
Emotions that we mediate.
Emociones que mediamos.
All of the crazy dysfunction that we have because of where we come from.
Toda la disfunción loca por donde vivimos.
Our family of origin.
El origen de la familia.
And so there was a seed that was produced.
So había una semilla que fue producida.
That caused giants to exist in the land.
Que causó que gigantes existieran en la tierra.
And if you go through Genesis chapter 6,
y si pasas por Génesis 6,
you will find this phrase over and over and over again.
Encuentras esta frase una y otra vez.
When God is evaluating humanity,
cuando Dios evalúa la humanidad,
and he says it over and over again.
Y lo dice una y otra vez.
He says they were just flesh.
Dicen nomás eran carne.
They were but flesh.
Eran carne.
Their appetites were driving them.
Su apetito lo estaba guiando.
Their carnal desires were driving them.
Sus deseos carnales lo estaban guiando.
And if you looked at the dysfunction in the world that predated Noah.
Y si miras la disfunción de los tiempos antes de Noé.
You could have said it was just a bunch of carnality.
Puedes decir nomás es mucha carnalidad.
It was a bunch of flesh.
Es nomás carne.
But when God evaluated it,
pero cuando Dios lo evaluó,
he said every imagination of their heart,
dice, toda imaginación de su corazón,
was evil continually.
Era mal continuo.
What he was saying was,
lo que estaba diciendo era,
that the reason that flesh was driving the agenda,
la razón por la cual la carne manejaba la agenda,
is because there was an emotional and spiritual impetus,
es porque había algo emocional y espiritual,
that was governing their life,
que estaba gobernando su vida.
He said behind all of that flesh,
detrás de toda esa carne,
was a spirit or an essence of man,
había un espíritu, una esencia del hombre,
that was constantly focused,
que constantemente estaba enfocado,
on evil,
en maldad.
It was man's emotional center,
eran las emociones del hombre,
and his spiritual center,
y su centro espiritual,
that was driving the agenda,
que estaba guiando la agenda.
He wasn't prioritizing his life,
no estaba priorizando su vida,
based on his appetite for the things of God,
basado en su apetito a las cosas de Dios.
Based on his hunger for spiritual dynamics with
basado
God.
A su hambre con las cosas espirituales de Dios.
Based on his orientation with the house of God.
Basado en su orientación a la casa de Dios.
We have to be careful.
Tenemos que tener cuidado.
When we allow everything else in our life.
Cuando permitimos todo lo demás en la vida.
To set the agenda for our life.
Que escoja la agenda de nuestras vidas.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The dynamics that center upon the water,
las dinámicas que se centran sobre las aguas,
are going to win out in the end.
Van a ganar al final.
There are going to be periods of time in your life,
van a haber tiempos en tu vida,
where life is going to be good,
donde la vida va a estar bien,
and things are going to go well,
y las cosas van a ir bien.
There are going to be seasons of your life,
van a haber temporadas de tu vida,
where you don't have to necessarily in that moment,
no tienes que necesariamente en ese momento,
be an intercessor.
Ser un intercedor.
There are going to be seasons of your life, as Bishop preached last week.
Van a haber temporadas en tu vida como el obispo predicó.
Where you will be able to come to the house of God.
Donde puedes venir a la casa de Dios.
And you will be able to live off of somebody else's intercession.
Y puedes vivir de la intercesión de alguien más.
Where you will be able to live off of somebody else's prioritization.
Donde puedes vivir de las decisiones de alguien más.
Where you will be able to live off of somebody else's cultivation of a prayer life.
Donde puedes vivir de la cultivación de la oración de alguien más.
There are going to be easier seasons in your life.
Van a haber temporadas más fáciles en tu vida.
But at some point,
pero en algún punto,
trouble is going to come to all of us.
Los problemas van a venir a todos.
And when trouble comes to your life,
y cuando el problema viene a tu vida,
it will be in your season of chaos.
Va a ser en tu temporada de caos.
That you will figure out exactly what you are made of.
Que te vas a dar cuenta de qué eres hecho.
When the storm comes.
Cuando la tormenta viene.
When the rain comes.
Cuando viene la lluvia.
I'm telling you, God is going to allow seasons of plenty and seasons of abundance in your life.
Yo te digo, Dios va a permitir temporadas de abundancia y de mucho.
Noah was living in a generation.
Noé vivía en una generación
that they were not prioritizing the things of God.
Donde no ponían las cosas de Dios como prioridad.
But Noah received a vision from God.
Pero Noé recibió visión de Dios
that came to him from another world.
Que vino a él de otro mundo.
And for 75 years of his life.
Por 75 años de su vida.
Noah took a blueprint that came to him from another world.
Noé tomó un plano que vino a él de otro mundo.
And he began to systematically build a structure.
Y empezó con un sistema a edificar esa estructura.
That was going to be most obviously important.
Que iba a ser muy obviamente importante.
Not for the 75 years of everything going well.
No por los 75 años que todo iba bien.
You see, Noah's generation did not even know.
La generación de Noé ni siquiera sabía.
That the long suffering of God was waiting in the days of Noah.
Que la paciencia de Dios estaba esperando en los días de Noé.
While the ark was a preparing.
Mientras el arca estaba preparando.
That because a man had a vision from God.
Y por causa de un hombre tener una visión de Dios.
And because that man was being faithful to the plan of God.
Y porque ese hombre estaba siendo fiel al plan de Dios.
That there was a 75 year dispensation.
Que habían 75 años de dispensación.
Where rain was not going to come.
Donde la lluvia no iba a venir.
Where chaos was not going to come.
Donde el caos no iba a venir.
Because a man's faithfulness to the plan of God.
Por la fidelidad de un hombre al plan de Dios.
Was holding back the judgment of God.
Estaba deteniendo el juicio de Dios.
Noah's generation was living in a dispensation.
La generación de Noé vivía en una dispensación.
That was created by his faithfulness.
Que estaba creado por su fidelidad.
They had peace in their life.
Tenían paz en su vida.
They did not have judgment in their life.
No tenían juicio en su vida.
But what Noah was trying to get them to understand.
Pero lo que Noé les quería entender.
While he was building the boat.
Mientras estaban construyendo el barco.
Is that rain was coming.
Es que la lluvia iba a venir.
The judgment of God was coming.
El juicio de Dios iba a venir.
He was preaching to his generation.
Estaba predicando a su generación.
The whole time he was building the boat.
Mientras construía ese barco.
And you say, why was he building a boat?
Y dices, ¿por qué estaba haciendo un barco?
He was building a boat.
Estaba construyendo un barco.
That was going to allow him to navigate the flow of spiritual dynamics.
Que iba a permitir que él navegara las espirituales dinámicas.
I'm going to go ahead and give this generation a heads up.
Voy a darle un anuncio a esta generación.
Judgment is coming to this world.
El juicio viene a este mundo.
Judgment is on its way to this generation.
El juicio ya viene a esta generación.
Yes, I understand that maybe God has held it back for a season.
Sí, yo entiendo que Dios lo ha detenido por una temporada.
Because the prophecy is that the latter rain would be greater than the former rain.
Porque la profecía es que el reinado más.
And in the last days, saith God, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Y en los últimos días derramaré mi carne,
but
mi espíritu.
You mark my words tonight.
Pero tú marca mis palabras esta
judgment
noche.
Judgment is on its way to this generation.
El juicio viene a esta generación.
And if there has ever been a time.
Y si ha habido un tiempo.
Build a life
para hacer una vida
that will allow you to navigate spiritual dynamics.
Que permite que navegues las dinámicas espirituales.
Now is the time.
Ahora es el tiempo.
To prepare your life.
Que prepares tu vida.
I'm telling you, if there was ever a day.
Si hay un día.
To build a life of prayer.
Que vives, que construyes
una vida de oración. If there was ever a day.
Si ha habido un día.
To build a life of intercession.
Que hagas una oración
you
de intercesión.
Need to begin to build a life today.
Tienes que hacer esa vida este día.
You need to begin to prioritize a life today.
Tienes que poner como importancia.
That will prepare you to navigate the storm.
Una vida que te ayuda a navegar la tormenta.
Praise God. He was warning his generation.
Estaba anunciando a su generación.
While he was preparing.
Mientras estaba preparando.
God gave him a blueprint.
Dios le dio los planos.
That would allow him to overwhelm the carnality of his day.
Que podía vencer la carnalidad de su vida.
Noah's ark, you have to understand this.
La arca de Noé, tienes que entender esto.
It wasn't Noah's ark.
No era la arca de Noé.
We use these phrases to try to explain things.
Usamos estas frases para explicarlo.
But it wasn't his ark.
Pero no la arca de él.
It was God's ark.
Era la arca de Dios.
He just had a vision.
Él solo tuvo una visión.
The church is not our church.
La iglesia no es nuestra iglesia.
New life doesn't belong to us.
Nueva vida nos pertenece a nosotros.
There are a lot of places that people call churches. They're not churches.
Hay muchos lugares que llaman iglesias que no son iglesias.
They're religious structures.
Son nomás estructuras.
But when you're building the church of the living God,
pero cuando es la casa de Dios,
it is constructed by a man.
Está construido por un hombre.
But it's built by God.
Pero es construido por
the
Dios.
The word of God that we preach from tonight,
la palabra de Dios que predicamos
it
esta
was
noche,
written by men.
Fue escrito por hombre.
It was penned with finite hands.
Fue escrito con manos humanas.
But it was breathed by God.
Pero fue respirado por Dios.
It's not my word.
No son mis palabras.
It's God's word.
Son la palabra de Dios.
It's not my church.
No es mi iglesia.
It's God's church.
Es la iglesia de Dios.
I didn't die for the church.
Yo no me morí por la iglesia.
But God shed his blood for
pero
the
Dios
church.
Derramó su sangre para la iglesia.
Noah wasn't building his house.
Noé no estaba haciendo su casa.
He was building God's house.
Estaba construyendo la casa de Dios.
So the ark becomes a metaphor.
So la arca se hace una metáfora
for the church.
Para la iglesia.
It is a type of the church.
Es un tipo de la iglesia.
Now when you hear that phrase,
cuando escuchas esa frase,
you might think, well, we're saying it's, you know, it's an illustration or an example.
Tal vez piensas es una ilustración, un ejemplo.
But in Noah's day,
pero en los días de Noé,
the ark was the only church they had.
La arca era la única iglesia que tenían.
And you might say, well, you know what? I've seen prettier boats built.
Y dices, yo he visto barcos más bonitos.
Yeah, but you weren't going through that storm.
Sí, pero tú no pasaste por esa tormenta.
It was never intended to be pretty to you.
Nunca fue intención que sea bonita.
It was never intended to be attractive to the flesh.
Nunca iba a ser atractivo a la carne.
It was intended by God to be a place of safety.
La intención de Dios es ser luz, seguridad.
In the middle of the storm.
En medio de la tormenta.
And I'm here to tell you.
Y te vengo a decir esta noche,
the church of the living God has never been more beautiful to me.
La iglesia de Dios viviente nunca ha sido más hermosa.
Than it is to me right in this very moment.
A mí que lo que es en este momento.
You may say, well, you know, I come when it's convenient.
Dices, yo vengo cuando es conveniente.
I don't come to church when it's convenient.
Yo no vengo cuando me conviene.
Because there's nothing in my life.
Porque no hay nada en mi vida.
More beautiful than the church.
Más hermoso que la iglesia.
There's nothing in my life.
No hay nada en mi vida.
I need more than the church.
Que yo necesito más que la iglesia de Dios viviente.
Take the whole world.
Quítame todo el mundo.
Take every finite structure.
Quítame toda estructura.
Take everything that's beautiful to the flesh.
Quítame todo lo que es hermoso a la carne.
But the older I get,
pero entre más viejo me pongo,
the more beautiful the ark is.
Más hermoso es esa arca.
The more precious the ark is.
Más precioso esa arca.
The more sacred the ark is.
Más sagrada la arca.
Ah, the more I love this old book.
Ah, entre más amo este libro viejo.
The more I love this old way.
Lo más amo este viejo camino.
Praise God, the ark was a place of safety.
La arca en lugar de seguridad.
It was a place to sustain God's people in the storm.
Era un lugar para sostener el pueblo de Dios.
It was a divine structure.
Era una estructura divina.
But the pattern didn't come from Noah's imagination.
Pero el patrón no vino de la imaginación de Noé.
It wasn't something he conjured up.
No era algo que él se imaginó.
It was a pattern that came to him from God.
Era un patrón que vino de Dios.
It was every bit the church.
Era cada poco la iglesia.
It was every bit the safest place on the planet.
Era cada parte lo más seguro en la planeta.
It was a divine structure.
Era una estructura divina.
And he gave his life to building it.
Y él dio su vida para construirla.
It had everything in it.
Tenía todo adentro de ella
that he needed
que él necesitaba
to survive the storm.
Para sobrevivir la tormenta.
And while he was building the ark,
y mientras él estaba haciendo la arca,
the judgment of God waited.
El juicio de Dios esperaba.
God was honoring his faithfulness.
Dios estaba honrando su fidelidad.
He was a finite man.
Era un hombre finito.
He was an imperfect man.
Era un hombre imperfecto.
He didn't have it all together.
Él no lo tenía todo averiguado.
But he loved God.
Pero él amaba a Dios.
And he was faithful to building the ark.
Y era fiel a esa construcción.
He gave himself to building the ark.
Él se dio el mismo para construir.
The ark would be pitched within and without.
La arca estaba construida adentro y de afuera.
It became holy.
Se hizo un lugar santo.
In that the inside and the outside were exactly the same.
Lo de adentro y lo de afuera eran exactamente igual.
That there was symmetry.
Que había simetría.
And what you could see with the naked eye.
En lo que puedes ver con el ojo humano.
And maybe what you could not see behind the curtain.
Y tal vez lo que no puedes ver más allá.
The ark had windows.
La arca tenía ventanas.
That gave them vision of the outside world.
Que le daba visión de las cosas de afuera.
The ark had a door.
El arca tenía una puerta.
That made a way of access for the world around them.
Que daba un acceso al mundo alrededor.
He was preaching to his generation.
Le estaba predicando a su generación.
That not only am I building this because judgment is coming.
Que no solo construyo esto porque viene el juicio.
But if you will follow me.
Pero si tú me sigues a mí.
I'll take you to the door.
Yo te llevo a la puerta.
I'll take you to the access point.
Yo te llevo al punto de acceso.
I'll give you a way into the ark.
Te doy un camino a la arca.
There was ventilation.
Había ventilación.
There was food supply.
Había comida.
There were sleeping quarters.
Habían lugares donde dormir.
Because God thought of everything.
Porque Dios pensó de todo.
That they would need to survive the storm.
Que ellos necesitaban para sobrevivir esa tormenta.
It was going to be a place of sustainability for them.
Iba a ser un lugar donde estaban sostenidos.
It was going to be a place that kept them alive no matter how bad it got in the world.
Iba a ser un lugar que los mantenía sobreviviendo.
It was going to be the very center of their life.
Iba a ser el mero centro de su vida.
It was the center of their work.
Era el centro de su obra.
It was the essence of their priority.
Era la esencia de su prioridad.
Because when the storm came,
porque cuando vino la tormenta,
no matter how much money they saved up,
no importa el dinero que ahorraron,
it wasn't going to be enough.
No iba a ser suficiente.
Because when the storm came,
porque cuando vino la tormenta,
it did not matter how many friends that they had made in the world,
no importó los amigos que hicieron en el mundo,
their friendships would not give them survivability in the storm.
Sus amistades no causaban que sobrevivieran.
Their political connections would not help them in the storm.
Sus conexiones políticas no lo ayudaban.
I want to tell this church something.
Le quiero decir a esta iglesia algo.
It doesn't matter how close you get to Bishop Sutton.
No importa cuánto te acercas al obispo.
Your friendship with a man.
Tu amistad con un hombre.
Is not going to save you in
no
the storm.
No te va a salvar en la tormenta.
It doesn't matter how close you get to the Bible study.
No importa
teacher.
Cuánto te acercas al estudio.
Your proximity to the Bible study teacher is not going to save you in the storm.
Si está cercano al maestro,
it doesn't matter how close you get to your pastor.
No importa qué tanto te acerques al pastor.
Your friendship with somebody in a position of authority.
Tu amistad con alguien de autoridad.
It's not going to save you in a storm.
No te va a salvar en la tormenta.
Paul said you can follow me.
Pablo dice me puedes seguir a mí.
But make sure you understand something.
Pero asegúrate que entiendas
you
algo.
You better make sure that I'm following Christ.
Tienes que asegurarte que yo estoy siguiendo
because
a Cristo.
Because I can't save you.
Porque yo no te puedo salvar cuando viene la tormenta,
but I'm mediating something for you,
pero yo estoy mediando algo para ti que te da acceso.
When the storm comes,
cuando viene la tormenta,
you better make sure
tienes que asegurarte
you've got a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Que tienes una relación con Jesucristo.
You've got to make sure
tienes que asegurarte
that you have a prayer life.
Que tienes una vida de oración.
When the storm comes,
cuando viene la tormenta,
your friends won't be able to save you.
Tus amigos no te pueden salvar.
Because Noah wasn't going to open and close the door.
Porque Noé no iba a cerrar y abrir la puerta.
The Bible says that God shut the door.
La Biblia dice que Dios cerró la puerta.
Praise God. Noah built this ark in a good time.
Noé hizo esta arca en un tiempo bueno.
In preparation for a time of transition.
En preparación para un tiempo de transición.
He built something.
Él hizo algo.
That would allow him to survive the storm.
Que permitaba que él sobreviviera la tormenta.
But in reality, he built something that would help him survive transition.
Pero en realidad hizo algo que si él sobrevivió la transición.
Noah didn't just survive the storm.
No solamente sobrevivió la tormenta.
He was made for and by the storm.
Él fue por y por la tormenta.
You see, the water is a type of the spirit.
La agua es un tipo del espíritu.
He wasn't just trying to get through the storm.
No solo quería pasar por la tormenta.
That is not what God was preparing Noah for.
Para eso no lo estaba preparando Dios.
If all you think about your relationship with God and the church,
si todo lo que piensas de la relación con Dios y la iglesia,
is it's to get you through your storm,
es que te pase por la tormenta,
you're missing the entire point of the plan of God.
Estás perdiendo todo el punto del plan de Dios.
God was not preparing Noah to get through the trouble.
Dios no preparaba a Noé para que pasara por el problema.
Noah was going to be made by the trouble.
Noé iba a ser construido por el problema.
It wasn't just something to get through.
No solamente era algo para que pasar.
So that he could live a normal life on the other side.
Para que él viva una vida normal en otro lado.
The water was a metaphor for spiritual dynamics.
El agua era algo metáfora para el espíritu dinámico.
He was going to go through it.
Él iba a pasar por ello.
But he was going to ride on top of it.
Pero iba a raitear sobre encima de eso.
Nothing in the water died.
Nada en el agua murió.
And nothing on the water perished.
Y nada sobre el agua pereció.
Everything in the water.
Todo en el agua.
Kept on swimming.
Siguió nadando.
Kept on reproducing.
Siguió reproduciendo.
Continued to eat.
Continuó a comer.
Continued to do their thing.
Continuó a hacer sus cosas.
If you can see the perspective of the fish.
Si puedes ver el punto de vista de los peces.
That was riding out the storm.
Que estaba raiteando la tormenta.
The fish was like what?
Los peces estaban qué?
What storm?
¿Qué tormenta?
They kept on reproducing.
Ellos siguieron reproduciendo.
And I would propose something to you.
Y yo te propongo algo esta noche.
That the fish ate better in the storm.
Que los peces comieron mejor en la tormenta.
Than he did before the storm.
Que antes de la tormenta.
Just ask the catfish.
Nomás pregúntale a los bagres.
Did you eat better before the storm?
¿Comiste mejor antes?
Or did you eat better in the storm?
¿O comiste mejor en la tormenta?
Go and find the shark.
Ve, encuentra al tiburón.
And ask the shark.
Y pregúntale al tiburón.
How did you eat?
¿Cómo comiste?
In the middle of the storm.
En medio de la tormenta.
And the shark would say,
y el tiburón decía,
what storm?
¿Qué tormenta?
I wasn't made to survive the storm.
Yo no fui hecho para sobrevivir
a
la tormenta.
I was made to thrive
Yo
in
fui
the
hecho
storm.
Para sobrevivir a la tormenta.
What was made for the water?
Lo que fue hecho por el agua.
Is made to go through the storm.
Es hecho para pasar por la tormenta.
And come out on the other side.
Y salir al otro lado.
Not just not hurt.
No solamente no lastimado.
But made better by the water.
Pero hecho mejor por el agua.
I came to preach to somebody tonight.
Vengo a predicar a alguien, decirle.
That in the end.
Que en el final.
The water is going to win.
El agua va a ganar.
You just need to adjust your perspective.
Tú tienes que ajustar tu punto de
and
vista.
Build a life.
Y hacer una vida.
That was made for the water.
Que fue hecho por el agua.
What was Jesus doing in the storm?
¿Qué estaba haciendo Jesús en la tormenta?
He was asleep.
Estaba dormido.
In the storm.
En la tormenta.
And the disciples were all paranoid.
Y los discípulos estaban paranoicos.
Care not that we perish?
¿Que no le importa que perezcamos?
Jesus said, "What's wrong with you?"
Jesús dice, ¿qué te pasa?
I didn't make you to survive the storm.
Yo no te hice para que solo sobrevivas.
I made you to thrive in the storm.
Te hice para que estés mucho mejor en la tormenta.
I guess you need me to preach this all the way out.
Creo que quieren que prediquen todo esto.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that the fountains of the deep were opened up.
Que las fuentes de la profunda fueron abiertos.
And you say, where did that happen?
Dice, ¿dónde sucedió eso?
That happened at the very place.
Eso sucedió en el mismo lugar.
Where the man of God,
donde el hombre de Dios,
built a boat,
hizo el barco,
to navigate the water.
Para navegar el agua.
I mean, at the very place.
En el mismo lugar.
Not to the left.
No a la izquierda.
Not to the right.
No a la derecha.
But at the place.
Pero en el lugar.
That the man said, "I don't care what my generation's doing."
Que el agua dice, no importa lo que dice.
I'm building a boat.
Estoy haciendo un barco.
To navigate the water.
Para navegar las aguas.
I don't care what mama does.
No importa lo que hace mamá.
I don't care what daddy does.
No importa lo que hace papá.
The very spot
en el mero lugar
where the boat was finished,
donde el barco fue terminado,
God said, Noah,
dijo Noé,
get on the boat,
súbete al barco,
and get ready,
y ponte listo,
because the water's about to ascend,
porque las aguas van a subir.
And the Bible says,
y la Biblia dice,
that they got on the boat,
que se subieron en el barco,
they got in the boat,
se metieron en el barco,
and at the place,
y en el lugar,
where he had been faithfully building for 75 years,
donde él estaba fiel por 75 años,
the Bible said that the fountains of the deep,
la Biblia dice que las fuentes de la profundidad,
were opened up,
fueron abiertas.
Now, what does the fountains of the deep represent?
¿Qué son las fuentes de la profundidad?
If you're looking at it through Noah's generation,
¿qué representan si lo ves por los ojos de Noé?
Judgment.
Dice juicio.
But that is not what the deep represents.
Pero eso no representa la profundidad.
Not from God's perspective.
No del punto de vista de Dios.
He said, "They that go down to the sea in ships."
Dicen los que van en naves al mar.
They do business in great waters.
Ellos hacen negocios en grandes aguas.
The deep does not represent destruction.
La profundidad no representa destrucción.
For the people of God.
Para el pueblo de Dios.
The deep represents unactualized potential.
Lo profundo representa la potencial.
It doesn't represent what's about to be lost.
No representa lo que va a ser perdido.
It represents what we can gain.
Representa lo que podemos ganar.
If we're made for the water.
Si estamos listos para el agua.
He said the fountains of the deep were opened.
Él dijo las fuentes de la profundidad fueron abiertas.
For Noah's generation.
Para la generación de Noé.
That spelled trouble.
Eso era problema.
But for Noah and his family.
Pero para Noé y su familia.
That represented the space between where they were.
Eso representó el espacio donde estaban.
And where God wanted to take them.
Y donde Dios los iba a llevar.
It represented everything that they were not yet but could be.
Representaba todo lo que no eran pero que podían ser.
And it was at that place.
Y era en ese lugar.
Where they had just kept on being faithful to God.
Donde ellos eran fiel a Dios.
That the fountains of the deep were opened up.
Que la fuente de lo profundo fue abierto.
You know what else it says there?
¿Sabes lo que más dice?
It says that the windows of heaven were opened up.
Dice que las ventanas del cielo fueron abiertas.
You have a metaphor in this one picture.
So tienes un ejemplo en este retrato.
For the church of the living God.
Para la iglesia del Dios viviente.
You have a metaphor for unactualized potential.
Tienes una metáfora para la potencial que no está cumplido.
And you have a metaphor for the windows of heaven being opened up.
Y el ejemplo para las ventanas del cielo siendo abiertas.
What does the windows of heaven represent?
¿Qué representa las ventanas del cielo?
It represents the blessings of God.
Representa las bendiciones de Dios.
Noah is at that place.
Noé está en ese lugar.
Where the fountains of the deep are opened up.
Donde las fuentes de lo profundo fueron abiertas.
That is literally.
Literalmente.
All of these tributaries that are underneath the ground.
Son todas estas cosas que están debajo de la tierra.
There is a vein for silver.
Hay una vena para la plata.
And there is a vein for gold.
Y hay una vena para el oro.
And there is a vein for oil.
Y hay una vena para el aceite.
And there is a vein for water.
Y hay una vena para el agua.
And it's all under our feet.
Y está todo bajo nuestros pies.
But we don't know where to drill.
Pero no sabemos dónde escarbar.
We don't know how to tap into it.
No sabemos conectarnos.
But he said, Noah, if you'll be faithful,
pero dice, si Noé, si eres fiel,
in the middle of your generation,
en medio de tu generación,
he said, at the very place,
en el mismo lugar,
at the place where you've been faithful,
en el lugar donde has sido fiel,
when the chaos comes,
cuando viene el caos,
something's gonna open up underneath
algo
you,
se va a abrir abajo de ti,
that's gonna cause flow to rupture,
que va a causar que algo se rompa,
up under your feet,
abajo de tus pies,
and he said simultaneously,
y dije, al mismo tiempo,
something's gonna open up in heaven,
algo se va a abrir en los cielos.
That's coming down from above.
Que viene de arriba.
When you get that kind of flow going.
Cuando recibes ese flujo.
See, you're worried about the storm.
Estás preocupado por la tormenta.
You're worried about the problem.
Estás preocupado por el problema.
You're worried about the conflict.
Estás preocupado por el conflicto.
You're looking at it from the wrong perspective.
Lo estás mirando con los malos ojos.
Stop looking at it like your world looks at it.
No lo ves como lo ve el mundo.
Build a life.
Haz una vida.
That can navigate the flow.
Que puede navegar el flujo.
That tributary begins to open up underneath him.
Esas cosas abajo se empiezan a abrir.
And the rain begins to come from
above. Y la lluvia
above.
Empieza a venir de arriba.
When you get that kind, oh my God. When a church,
cuando una iglesia,
gets that kind of alignment.
Tiene esa clase de alineamiento.
Yeah. You can't degree your way into it.
No puedes hacerlo con degree.
You can't politically position your way into it.
No te puedes poner posición políticamente.
Talking about flow.
Estoy hablando del flujo.
I'm talking about flow.
Estoy hablando del flujo.
It comes from beneath.
Viene de abajo.
It comes from above.
Viene de arriba.
He said, "Try me and see."
Dice, pruébame y ve.
Try me and see.
Pruébame y ve.
Give me the first fruits of your money.
Dame lo primero de tu
Give
dinero.
Me the first fruits of your time.
Dame lo primero de tu tiempo.
Give me the first fruits of your talent.
Dame lo primero de tu talento.
Try me and see.
Pruébame y ve.
Your money's not working.
Tu dinero no está funcionando.
Put it in God's hand.
Ponlo en las manos de Dios.
But don't give it to him at the end.
Pero no se lo des al final.
Give it to him at the beginning.
Dáselo al principio.
I'm just here to tell you tonight.
Yo te vengo a decir esta noche
that God wants to position us.
Que Dios nos quiere poner en posición.
For a dimension of flow.
Para una dimensión de flujo.
And I'm just telling you.
Y yo te digo.
That no storm
que ninguna tormenta
can stop it.
No puede parar.
No, 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 it can't do it.
No, no lo puede hacer.
It can't stop
no lo puede parar.
The rain can't hurt it.
La lluvia no lo lastima.
The graveyard can't silence
La tumba no lo silencia.
He said, "Put your treasure up in heaven."
Pon tu tesoro en el cielo.
Where moth
donde el mojo
And rust cannot corrupt it.
Y no lo puede corrompir nada.
He said thieves cannot access it.
Dice ladrones no lo accesan.
They can't get to it.
No se pueden meter.
I wish I could preach this like I feel it.
Yo deseo predicarlo como lo siento.
I wish I could preach it like I feel it.
Quisiera predicarlo como lo siento.
You know how you preserve your kids?
¿Sabes cómo guardas a tus hijos?
You get them building the house.
Los haces construyendo la casa.
You get them building the ark.
Los pones a construir el arca.
You get them evangelizing your city.
Evangelizando la ciudad.
Get your degree.
Agarra tu educación.
Make your money.
Haz tu dinero.
But before you do any of it,
Pero antes que hagas todo eso,
develop a prayer life.
Desarrolla una oración.
Become an intercessor.
Hazte un intercedor.
Become a soul winner. Become a Bible study teacher.
Hazte un maestro de estudios bíblicos.
We have to stop looking at it the way that the world does.
Tenemos que dejar de verlo como lo ve el mundo.
And then coming to the church.
Y luego venir a la iglesia.
And wanting the tone of the service.
Y queriendo que el tono del servicio.
To match the pathology.
Que sea igual a la patología.
To make the keyboard.
Para que sea que el teclado.
The tone of what we're doing.
La tonada de lo que estamos haciendo.
Match the trouble.
Que sea igual al problema.
We are all going through trouble.
Todos pasamos por problemas.
Brother Jeff, our bodies hurt.
Hermanos Jeff, los cuerpos lastimados.
Our backs hurt.
Las espaldas nos duelen.
Our heads hurt.
Las cabezas nos duelen.
We've got pain and we've got loss.
Dolor y pérdida.
But we have to make sure
Pero tenemos que estar seguros
that the perspective of the church
que el punto de vista de la iglesia
matches the perspective of heaven.
Sea igual que el cielo.
That says no matter what's happening
que dice,
in our
no importa
day,
lo que pasa este día,
we're not going to get sucked into the world's problems.
No vamos a creer en los problemas del
we're
mundo.
Not going to get sucked into their ways of doing business.
No vamos a creer en sus negocios.
Praise God. Because there's a level and dimension of flow.
Porque hay un nivel y dimensión de flujo.
That when we begin to synchronize our lives with it.
Que cuando nuestra vida está sincronizada con eso.
When that begins to happen on the inside.
Cuando eso sucede de adentro.
We are preparing our lives.
Preparamos nuestras vidas.
To handle the fluid.
Para que manejen lo líquido.
To handle the deep things of God.
Para manejar las cosas profundas de Dios.
Intercession.
Intercesión
is a type of the breaking up
es un tipo de quebrar
of the deep
de lo profundo
we can pray in our head
podemos orar en la cabeza
Or we can pray from here.
O podemos orar de aquí.
They say you can. I'm not a singer.
Yo no soy cantante.
But they say you can sing from your head.
Pero puedes cantar de tu cabeza.
Or you can sing from your belly.
O puedes cantar de tu panza.
You can preach from your head.
Puedes predicar de la cabeza.
And you can preach from your belly.
Y puedes predicar de la panza.
I'm talking about the kind of prayer.
Estoy hablando del tipo de oración.
You say, oh God.
Dices, oh Dios.
It's tough right now.
Es duro ahorita.
But God, you made me for more than this trouble.
Pero me hiciste más para este problema.
You gotta pray from the deep of your belly.
Tienes que orar de lo profundo de adentro.
The Bible says that the effectual,
la Biblia dice que la oración,
eficaz,
ferviente,
of a righteous man,
del hombre justo,
availeth much.
Puede mucho.
Gotta be something on the inside.
Tiene que haber algo adentro.
Of the called man or woman.
Del llamado del hombre o mujer.
That says I'm not praying like that anymore.
Que dice ya no voy a orar así.
I'm gonna pray from my belly.
Voy a orar de adentro.
Out of your belly.
Desde adentro.
Shall flow rivers of living water.
Fluirán ríos de agua viva.
You gotta. To lose that cute worship.
Tienes que perder esa alabanza.
This was never intended to be pretty.
La intención de esto nunca fue bonito.
This was never intended to be controlled.
La intención de esto no fue controlado.
I know you hear it all the time.
Yo sé que lo escuchas todo el tiempo.
And David danced down Main Street.
Y David danzó por la calle principal.
With all of his might.
Con todas sus fuerzas.
And you can hear that exhortation happen.
Y puedes escuchar esa exhortación
so many times.
Muchas veces.
That it loses its luster.
Que pierde su enfoque.
Now I told myself I was going to teach tonight.
Yo me dije que iba a enseñar esta noche.
Because I wanted to get this across.
Porque quería enseñar esto.
But if you want to have a breakthrough.
Pero si quieres tener la victoria.
There has to be a level of violence.
Tiene que haber un nivel de violencia.
In your prayer.
En tu oración.
That's like a massive drill bit.
Que es como algo muy grande. Un taladro muy grande.
Because there's a vein.
Porque hay una vena.
Under the ground.
Abajo del piso.
I don't know where the gold is, Brother Bert.
Yo no sé dónde está el oro.
I don't know where the silver is.
Yo no sé dónde está la plata.
I don't know where the oil is.
Yo no sé dónde está el aceite.
But there's a man over in Texas.
Pero hay algo en Texas.
That tapped in.
Que estoy conectado.
And he struck gold.
Y él ganó oro ya.
Can I tell you something tonight?
Te puedo decir algo esta noche.
If you're not faithful to the house of God,
si no eres fiel a la casa de Dios,
if this is negotiable for you,
si es,
I'm going to try to be really nice.
Si esto no es muy importante para ti,
but when your storm comes,
pero cuando viene tu problema,
I can't help you.
Yo no te puedo ayudar.
I can't help you.
Yo no te puedo ayudar.
I don't have anything to say.
Yo no tengo nada que decir.
If everything else was more important to
si
you,
todo lo demás fuera más importante,
when everything was going good,
cuando todo estaba yendo bien,
when hell breaks loose in your life,
cuando el infierno se suelta en tu vida,
I don't have any answers.
Yo no tengo respuestas.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yo no sé qué decirte.
Because this is all I know.
Porque esto es todo lo que yo sé.
I know Jesus.
Yo sé Jesús.
And him crucified.
Y él crucificado.
I can't pop psychology your answers.
Yo no puedo darte psicología para los problemas.
I can't degree your answers.
Yo no puedo dar la educación.
I can't smart your answers.
Yo no puedo con inteligencia.
All I know is the anointing.
Yo sé que es la unción.
All I know is intercessory
todo
prayer.
Lo que sé es orar.
All I know is praise and worship.
Todo lo que sé es alabanza y adoración.
All I know is apostolic preaching.
Y todo es
apostolic. And if this ain't enough,
y esto, si
I can't help you.
Yo no te puedo ayudar.
I don't know what else to tell you.
No sé qué más decirte.
You need to build an ark.
Tienes que hacer una arca.
You need to prioritize the house of God.
Tienes que poner importante la casa de Dios.
You need to build a prayer life.
Tienes que hacer una oración.
It's all I know, Brother Warren.
Es todo lo que yo conozco.
It's what saved me.
Es lo que me salvó a mí.
It's what straightened my life out.
Es lo que alineó mi vida.
It's what helped my emotions.
Es lo que guió mis emociones.
You know how many times?
¿Sabes cuántas veces?
I would have gone right off the rails.
Yo me hubiera perdido.
How many times I would have wrecked my life?
¿Cuántas veces hubiera hecho un error en mi vida?
But I went back to a theology class.
Pero fui para atrás una clase teológica.
I went back to a church service.
Fue un servicio de iglesia.
And I saw the pattern again.
Y miré el patrón de nuevo.
I saw the pattern.
Miré el patrón.
I saw the blueprint.
Miré el plan.
There are some people you need to stop allowing flesh to dictate your priorities.
Tienes que dejar que la carne dirija tus direcciones.
Everything that was on the land.
Todo lo que estaba en la tierra.
Everything that was on the land.
Todo lo que estaba en la tierra.
Died.
Murió.
Everything that was attached to the dirt.
Todo lo que estaba conectado a la tierra.
Died.
Murió.
Everything that I build.
Todo lo que construyo.
That is not fastened to the water.
Que no ha estado al agua.
That is not fastened to the spirit.
Que no está atado al espíritu.
It's going to fall away.
Se va a derrar.
It's not going to survive.
No va a sobrevivir.
The house we just built.
La casa que construimos.
I love that house.
Yo amo esa casa.
But it'll just be a matter of time.
Pero solo va a pasar un tiempo.
Where they're going to lay me in the ground.
Donde me van a enterrar.
And it's going to be somebody else's house.
Y va a ser la casa de alguien más.
I can't take it with me.
No me la puedo llevar.
But what I get right here.
Pero lo que agarro ahorita.
The relationships that I build.
Las relaciones que hago.
The treasures that I put up.
Los tesoros que pongo arriba.
Moth can't get them.
El moho no llega.
Rust can't get them.
El óxido no lo agarra.
Thieves can't access them.
Ladrones no lo pueden accesar.
Trying to help somebody tonight.
Yo quiero ayudar a alguien esta noche.
So we pray.
So oramos.
Deep and emotional prayers.
Oraciones profundas y emociones.
Church is one of those places.
La iglesia es uno de los lugares.
That you can cry.
Que puedes llorar.
And it's okay.
Y está bien.
David said, "Deep."
David dijo lo profundo.
Crieth,
clama,
unto deep,
a lo profundo.
At the noise of your waterspouts,
al son de tus aguas.
Some areas of actualization.
Hay lugares de actualización.
We individually will never achieve.
Que individualmente nunca vamos a cumplir.
Without that level of cleaning.
Sin ese nivel de limpieza.
Spiritual cleaning.
Limpieza espiritual.
Deep intercessory prayer.
Oraciones profundas de intercesión.
If you've never experienced it,
si nunca lo has sentido,
like,
no hay nada como eso.
There's nothing like it.
No hay nada como eso.
You say, "I'm not that emotional."
Dices, no soy emocional.
Oh, we're all emotional.
Somos todos emocionales.
We all get mad.
Todos nos enojamos.
We all get frustrated.
Todos nos frustramos.
We all get angry.
Todos nos enojamos.
All of those emotions that are bottled up.
Todas esas emociones adentro.
You can pray in your head.
Puedes orar en tu cabeza.
And you're only going to get so far.
Y solo vas a llegar así.
But you can go to a place in the spirit.
Pero puedes ir a un lugar en el espíritu.
Where you begin to scrub the inside.
Donde empiezas a limpiarlo de adentro.
You begin to scrub the inside of the emotional self.
Empiezas a lavarlo adentro del.
You begin to scrub yourself of pride.
Empiezas a lamar tu orgullo.
There are some people you had strongholds in your life for 15 or 20 years.
Tienes fortalezas en tu vida por 40 o 50 años.
30 or 40 years.
30 o 40 años.
And you've never been able to break through it.
Y nunca han rompido.
I'm telling you, you can get your life into alignment.
Te digo, puedes alinear tu vida.
Where you begin to go down so deep.
Donde empiezas a meterte tan profundo.
In your intercessory life.
En tu intercesión.
That you begin to scrub the inside of that vessel.
Empiezas a limpiarlo de adentro de esa vasija.
And something pure begins to flow out of your vessel.
Y algo puro empieza a salir de tu vasija.
You become attractive to your world.
Te empieza a atraer a tu mundo.
In a way you've never experienced before.
En una manera que no has sentido antes.
Brother Daniel told me something I never knew before.
Hermano Daniel me dijo algo que no sabía.
I said, "What happens to my grass during the winter?"
Dice, ¿qué pasa a mi zacate en el invierno?
When it turns brown on the surface.
Cuando se pone café en la superficie.
He said, "When it gets cold."
Dice, cuando se pone frío.
The grass begins to grow down.
El zacate empieza a crecer para abajo.
See, it's beautiful during the spring.
Es bonito en la primavera.
When it begins to bloom and blossom.
Cuando empieza a salir.
He said, "But it needs winter time."
Pero necesita el tiempo del invierno.
Because it's growing.
Porque está creciendo.
But it's growing down.
Pero está creciendo para abajo.
We got a new year coming.
Viene un nuevo año.
It's time to grow down.
Es tiempo de crecer para abajo.
It's time to hit a vein.
Es tiempo de tocar una vena.
An intercessory prayer.
En la intercesión.
That we've never hit before.
Que nunca hemos llegado antes.
I'm telling you, we are seeing God do things.
Estamos mirando a Dios hacer cosas.
We're seeing people get the Holy Ghost.
Las personas están recibiendo el Espíritu Santo.
We're seeing breakthrough like we've never seen before.
Estamos victoria como nunca antes.
But I'm just telling you, in the Holy Ghost.
Pero te digo en el Espíritu Santo.
There are some places down.
Hay lugares profundos.
There are some veins that are underneath the ground.
Hay venas que están abajo del piso.
That God wants families to begin to tap into.
Que Dios quiere que familias se conecten.
You may say we've never prioritized our schedule like that before.
Dice, nunca hemos hecho planes así antes.
And I'm here to tell you tonight.
Y te vengo a decir esta noche.
That you need to take whatever interferes.
Que tienes que tomar lo que interfiere.
With preparing your life for flow.
Con preparar tu vida con el flujo.
And you need to set it on the side.
Y tienes que ponerlo a un lado.
And you need to say, as for me and my house.
Y tienes que decir, yo y mi casa.
We're making a commitment approaching a new year.
Vamos a hacer un compromiso este nuevo año.
That we're going to put first things first.
Que vamos a poner lo primero primero.
We're making a commitment in the new year.
Vamos a hacer un compromiso.
That we're going to become a family of intercession.
Que vamos a hacer una intercesión como
that
familia.
We're going to become a family of prioritizing the kingdom of God.
Esta familia va a poner el reino por
that
importancia.
We're going to become a family of prioritizing the house of God.
Una familia que prioritiza la casa de Dios.
That we're gonna give in a way we've never given before.
Y vamos a dar como nunca antes.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's all stand.
Pónganse de pie.
I know y'all are probably wondering. I don't know what you should sing. Because we've already been in like three different veins.
Porque ya entramos en varios diferentes lugares.
Why don't you lift your hands tonight?
Levanten sus manos esta noche.
Why don't you just begin to talk to God?
Empiecen a hablar con Dios.
I'm just telling somebody it's time to prepare your life for the water.
Es tiempo que prepares tu vida.
I know it may feel different tonight.
Yo sé que tal vez se siente diferente.
I know in some ways it feels like you're starting over.
En unas formas piensa que empiezas de nuevo.
It's all right, that's part of the process.
Está bien, es parte del proceso.
Every now and then God just hits the reset button for us.
De vez en cuando Dios empieza todo de nuevo.
And God takes us into a new dimension.
Y Dios nos lleva en otra dimensión.
I'm telling you, if you want to come down to the altar and pray tonight,
si quieres venir al altar y orar,
you can step out of your pew and just come down.
Salgan de su banca y vengan al frente.
And just tell God, I'm coming to reprioritize my life.
Hablan con Dios y dile, lo voy a poner importante de nuevo.
God, I'm ready for a reset.
Dios, estoy listo.
I'm hitting the red button.
Estoy empezando de nuevo.
I'm resetting my priorities.
Estoy poniéndote por importancia otra vez.
God, I'm ready to enter a new season of harvest.
Yo estoy listo para entrar en una nueva temporada.
I'm ready to enter a new season of breakthrough.
Estoy listo para esta victoria.
God, I want to be a different man.
Dios, yo quiero ser diferente.
I want to be a different husband.
Yo quiero ser otro esposo.
I want to be a different father.
Yo quiero ser un padre mejor.
Come on, let's all pray.
Vamos a orar todos.
Why don't you take somebody by the hand?
Tomen a alguien de la mano.
Why don't you just connect with somebody?
Conéctese con alguien en el espíritu.
Yo puedo ver la luz en el otro lado. I can see a dawn breaking on the other side.
Puedo ver la luz del otro lado.
I can see a new day dawning on the other side.